Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. I was waiting for one more commercial to come across the air, and I wouldn't be surprised if it don't break in between me, but this time-wise, it already went, but I was looking for a certain piece that seems like always in each week. Once again, I'd like to open with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. I want to say what I chose or what type message I chose for this evening, but I also want to say there's a lot of love in us as a people that we displace by not sharing it with each other. You know, we let people come between us. I'm going to say the type. Message I'm going to have today in a moment. But we let people come through us and fall out, cause us to question, not all of us, but too many of us, question who we should fall in love with. First real entity that you see each day that you should be in love with is you. Love yourself. Take the drugs out your I'm thankful to Allah. I never used drugs. Oh, I smoked some reefer a little bit over there in Vietnam. Took a few dabs of it here before going to Vietnam. It didn't interest me. I wasn't interested in what took control. In Vietnam, the madness of picking up bodies every day, we used to meet in the hooch, and we'd take the bag of reefer and light up a little weed and smoke it, you know what I mean? I don't never remember smoking off of two sticks, whatever they may have been called. I don't never remember, no matter how short or how long, smoking a whole stick by myself. Joint, that's what it's called. Nate remind me. I'm calling it a stick. You know what I mean? And I know the professionals say, man, what are you talking about, a stick? Well, that's how unprofessional most of us are. Just because you may know the name, you did it more, don't mean you really was qualified. You weren't qualified, and we still ain't qualified. Know yourself first. Then you'll learn one day to love God first. Now, for real, God is who we should love first. Prophet Muhammad after God because God said do it. But for real, the man I love that I've walked with, that I could qualify in this statement, one that I've walked with, and I've walked with a number of men, including being around the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but walking closely with Imam Muhammad. But if it wasn't for Allah saying to me, because Allah makes the man, if he wasn't saying to me how we should love Muhammad the Prophet more than ourselves or anyone else, I couldn't do that. But I could do it because God said it. My father was an image in front of me that told me that God was real. I've never heard my father teach me that Jesus is God. And listen, I'm talking about, I ain't never heard my father say a curse word. You know what I mean? There was a lot of good things I picked up from my father, and then, of course, from my older brothers and whatnot also. Many of the cousins and uncles who didn't do certain things in front of me, but my father was the lead focus. When I look at the faith today, al-Islam, and how we practice it, and all of us, we have to see something from ourselves, for ourselves, about ourselves, or you ain't seeing God. You ain't seeing Allah. You ain't seeing the Creator. All you see is someone else being on high. I remember as a youngster when they started bringing the pictures of Jesus in the Last Supper to the houses. It was like a raid. All the blacks start seeing these pictures throughout their neighborhood. A man sitting down with others, selling us a face for God. That's the problem with the picture. We don't see a face on Allah. Not a Master Faraz, not a Jesus, not anything. God is too big. He says it of himself. He has no form. He has no shape. You don't see God in the person. And yeah, we lived on that language for a minute. But if you follow through with the study of that language, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give us him as God. Maybe early on it was hard for him to explain it. Born in 1897 with little words, with a third grade education back there, up until about 6, 8 at the most of his studies. But he didn't have nothing to work with. He did a masterful piece, in pulling us together in the Nation of Islam, getting us with a language to do for self. But from my studies in orientation class, I knew I was praying like we pray today. 5 prayers a day with rakats. 2, 3, and 4 in Arabic. I was doing that in the 60s when I joined the nation, 69. I was taught by Brother Abdullah Shaw, who's dead today. May Allah have that work and much more be in his path to give him higher ground and a better place in paradise. We all want to keep growing in paradise. That's the promise God gives us, Allah gives us. My question to us, do we understand the importance of establishing in your life what we have, what we are, a model, in other words. And man, Muhammad dressed it up as the model community. It's all about, it's about examples. Allah tells us to look at Muhammad the prophet. Look in him. He is the best example. This is what he said. Example is a piece, not show off, not show off, but an example. You know, some of us, when we went home after joining the nation, because of the way we dressed, it was a change. It was a different. The family noticed that. And that Muslim brother, that Muslim sister following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad at that time, that happened among the Christians and everyone too. They had examples. But we were able to live an example to tell blacks as a whole, the white man ain't over you. How did we say it? The white man's the devil. Oh, you ain't got to go kill him. You ain't got to go hurt him. Just know that he's the devil. No, don't look into him. Look at what he's done throughout the earth. That all was necessary for a time. And that body across this whole of America and beyond that was called the Nation of Islam became an example. Anybody couldn't just come teach the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's followers. You weren't able to walk in and just teach us. The police couldn't just walk in our buildings and search our temples. No, you had to get the approval of the minister and the captain, the minister first. And then the captain will set it up. First lieutenant and all them will set it up on how the police, that's how it happened in Philly. You weren't just walking in outdoors. You couldn't come to a service and carry your gun in, police or not. I don't know however many badges you got to put that in your car, man. Take that gun back to your car. Across the nation. We were successful in Philly with that. 1969, when I came in, we were successful. Then there come a time that the police came as the law. And as the law, Minister Jeremiah at that time, may Allah forgive him all of his shortcomings and allow him to have paradise, came to the law. He told the FOI, told us, we're going to let him come in, but everybody walk with everybody. So if one police officer is going to the left, two, three brothers go to the left with him and breathe on him. He bend over, let him feel our breath, our energies, bending, looking at what he's looking at to make sure he don't plant nothing. That happened. This wasn't fake. It happened. We gave an image that we will protect ourselves against anybody. We're not carrying weapons. You won't find no weapons in here. You won't find no drugs in here. Then later on, brothers got weak. They start listening to something else, and we wind up with all the bad stuff in the temples. Not all of them, but too many good temples fell because of that. Then some of us carried right on into the Muslim community in the West, you know, world community in the West. So We had a chance to do the right thing. Allah forgave us and let us do it again. There's something that we have to understand, that our life, just like every other human being's life, put together by Allah, by God, by the Creator. However we want to say it. We speak another language, whatever way of saying it in that language. But we're talking about the one God. There's no partners with God. First book I read in religion was the Bible. And the Bible says, God has no partners. And don't make no images of me. Don't try to make me look like what you think I look like. My image can't be captured. That says strongly in the Quran. You can't put no figure and say that that's me. You can't contain me. That's God talking. And really, when you listen at it, the way he made man, you're not supposed to be contained either. You're supposed to be able to stretch and build in the world of man to some places where some men can't go. The people who saw in the creation metals to make things, these same metals was there when Adam was born. When he, Prophet Muhammad was living. But they couldn't find it. It wasn't time. What do you think we might be missing by trying to be somebody else? You can't find the prizes until you want to be yourself. When you be yourself, you can think clear. You're not looking for approval. The approval you're working with is God's approval. I don't care what color your skin is, what nationality you are. God, Allah, the Creator. And as I said, any name by any other group of people who says it in a different way. If they talking about the one that put the sun, moon, and stars up, that put air in, gave air life and gave water life and everything up, including every cell that's in our body, we talking about the same God. I've heard people say, I've only heard a few Muslims say this, but I've heard Christians say it a lot. But they got another God. Ain't but one God. Ain't but one. Excuse my English, but ain't but one. You know what I mean? So when we look at it, we have to see what's wrong with us today. Look at the, please, those listeners, whether it's a few of us or it's a lot of us. Look at our message. We don't talk to our people like we're talking to our people no more. We're talking to Arabs before we talk to our people. And I'm not beating up the Arabs. That's our fault. That ain't theirs. You want to prove you know Arabic. Allah says clearly in the Quran, and the Arabs should know it first because they speak Arabic. That's their tongue. But you and I that speak a little bit of Arabic, we should know it. Allah says teach the people in their tongue, in their language. So there's no reason, no excuse they didn't understand. I remember telling, I had a few imams who wanted to see it differently, but I think I overwhelmed them back in the day a little bit. We were talking about coming into a family, coming into Islam, and nobody know Arabic and nobody know the prayer. What do? You learn it in English. Right now, any English-speaking person should learn to pray in English, every move. What do wudu mean? What do ablution mean if you're speaking another language? Sajda. What are these things? What do they mean? It's easy to follow. You can get in a car and follow somebody somewhere and you don't know where they're going, you wind up in jail. When people teach you something, God wants them to teach you in a way that you know it. When they walk away, you know it. Not you got to research something else that you don't even know how to handle. So we look at the message that is given to us, the humanity. This is in the Quran. You can't erase it. All of us read it this Ramadan. And if you didn't get that far yet, you're going to read it. Some have already read the whole Quran. Mm-hmm. Too slow for them to do 1/30 of a day. So they buckle up and read the Quran 2-3 times during Ramadan or more. That's good. That's their exercise. Some read a little slower. Some trying to comprehend it, get more into the depth of what's being said. Allah commands us of that. Teach the people in their own language so there's no reason for them to say they didn't understand. Allah punishes people when they do wrong, purposely. And he rewards people when they do good, purposely. But if they don't understand, they're confused. And some of it could be because of the way we push them. God is not rushing them. And I don't mean pushing with your hand. You that I'm talking to may not know Arabic, but you're bringing a brother from overseas. And they just talk. Brother said a couple months back, he had one of the greatest men that ever lived since Prophet Muhammad. I said, whoa, where'd he get that from? If he ain't talking to God, where did he get that from? And he said, Abu Bakr. Where's that proof? Am I down in the companion? No. But I ain't hear God say that nowhere in the Quran. How you know it ain't you? Right here. If Allah didn't say it, why would we make a statement like that? Every man's greatest man that they ever knew should be their father. Maybe also their grandfather, if they got to know him. I didn't get to know none of my grandfather, neither of my grandfathers. I didn't get to know neither of my grandmothers. They both sides died before I got of age to even know if, I don't even know if they were living when I was born, for real. Issue is, we have to look at what Allah wants us to do. Establish masjids. Be clear on following the Quran. Those are the things that build our life, but if we build to be like someone else, we'll never get to our life. So happy to say everything in Arabic. Scared to say it in English. The Prophet told his companions, this is not Allah's word, but this is his following Allah's word. He said to his companions, when you go to another people, you don't speak their language. Lead them. Don't you become their leader. You don't even know how to talk to them yet. This is the Prophet talking to his companion. And that included Abu Bakr, Umar, and the one that they like to leave out of the discussion, Bilal. Talk to the people in their language or find someone that speaks your language and theirs and let them give it to them. But you don't be their leader. That was an order from the Prophet to his companions who were trusted with delivering the message of Islam. Now, I have a reason. This for me, this what I'm speaking of goes with the halal industry, building the model community, doing for yourself. Let's go with that. You can't do for yourself if you don't know first what you're doing. You open up a box. You want to put some furniture together. You want to put a machine, whatever. First thing you do if you're intelligent, slightly intelligent, you look for the directions, how to put it together. Now, you got some people, that's all they do is put things together. They're putting them together and they're selling them. They're putting them together and they're selling them. They don't have to always look at the manual, but every now and then they may have to go take a recheck. So something may not be fitting the same. The Prophet told the companions, do not go to a people and you don't speak their language, you don't know their culture, and you try to lead them. Let them lead themselves. Here in America, the African-American people should be leading themselves. Mm. Because, see, for me, when I go to a masjid, and most of them are like this, I listen at the people who get up to lead prayer, and they may have a nice way of saying it. But they're trying to impress, you know, like the impressions, the temptations, the devils, the spinners, miracles. That's not what we're praying for. Well, in other words, some of them will go real long. Brother was telling me about how somebody did something. Was that your name? At the Tawari.
At the breaking of the fast.
After the breaking of the fast, Maghrib.
Maghrib.
Yeah, so he broke the fast, did Maghrib. How long you said it looked like it was?
Oh, man, he just, the long meditation of the translation of the Quran.
Yeah.
In his prayer.
In the prayer, yeah, he made the prayer extra long.
Yes.
And see, that's the thing. They just started recently, a few years, praying, staying in Sajda, with the head down to the floor for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't no young boy, but I know there are people praying older than me. If I hold my head down to the floor too long, I start nowadays, not when I was 30, not when I was 40, but I'm 70 or something. You know what I mean? So I can feel the difference. So I often think about somebody that may be old, and we got a lot of old people that come to prayer. One sister recently just turned 90-some years old. Another one just turned 108.
Mm.
And the prophet was concerned about those who follow him in prayer. He knew the audience, in other words, so he wouldn't say long prayers. We need us to teach us, and we need us to teach us in a way that we could build and show that we're building to each other so we can pass on as a legacy to the rest. Is it ever forbidden to pray long? Well, go in the room and pray by yourself and see how long you pray. You might look in the mirror getting up one time and say, fool, what is you doing? Pray, and if you want to go through all that recitation, pull the Quran out and read it. Now, I'm not trying to make prayer short, no, but Allah does not command that of us, especially leading. But I've listened how some, they sound like entertainers. Their voice changed, the structure of their voice, if you know what I mean. It changes. We're not to be practiced on. The prophet told his companions, when you go to them, you teach them five things only. That's the five pillars. Teach them one. And when you finish teaching one and you know they got it, then teach them two. The second pillar. Don't teach the third till you know they got the second and still got the first. In other words, when you finish, they should have all five, but don't move to two until you know they got one, even if you got to teach them one a day. When they come back the next day, tell them to say one again. And if you start giving them two and they look like they slipping on one, stop two and get them to have one. Allah says the language is not what's important. If it was important, he wouldn't tell us. He wouldn't tell us to teach the people in their own language. That's even us speaking English. We go to a Spanish group of Muslims, and somehow we're in front of them, and none of them speak English. We shouldn't be in front of them. We should give the greetings and let someone from among themselves teach them. Find a person to speak in their language, Chinese or whatever. When I was the imam in Jersey, I often mentioned, because we had a number of brothers from Africa, brothers and sisters from Africa, some from Egypt, some from a few places. One older brother, his family, they moved into America from Russia. But you can hear their accent and their voices. So I told them, when we get to a point where it's more of you than it is of us, and we didn't have a big crowd, I'll sit down. You know what I mean? We had a brother from Egypt, born there, raised there. He would try to see, to make it look like he thought I didn't know any Arabic. You know, but can we, after Juma, maybe we can all read the Quran? Read the Quran. So I said, yes. I have mentioned it to the people. Anybody that want to stay next week, we're going to start reading the Quran. In Arabic, brother. In Arabic. Yes, okay, we'll do it in Arabic. I didn't feel this trick right then, but by the time we got to the next week, I could see what he was doing, because I said, okay, I'll start it. And I read from the Arabic Quran. Did I know all the translation? No, I knew enough to go through, but I knew enough to go find the words elsewhere also. But when he see me reading the Arabic, he got up and looked at what I was reading. He thought I was reading phonetics, English lettering for the sound. I was reading all Arabic books. Nothing in it was English. Then he said, well, maybe we don't have to do it, brother, because you seem to have a good... He was testing me. Does that every Arab act like that? Every Egyptian act like that? No. But we ain't doing our faith to prove to each other we can speak a language or whatever the case is. We here in America, if nowhere else, know how important it is for us to come together with our people and build something, because we don't have anything established. I don't mean a few houses, or we got people in business. We got people doing different things, head chief of police, high ranking in the service. But as a people, we have not established. That model community is very important for us. But we got to have the confidence that we could do it. If I can't run a jack handle, it's all right if I pay the money to go get it. But I want to know enough about him doing the jack handle and know that he's putting it in the right part of the earth. He way over here trying to do something. And we want the building built on the other side. And come to find out, he chopped in the ground over there, so we couldn't do what we wanted to do over there, because none of us know anything. No, that's, you know, we have competent people that could do that, that work with construction all their life. They don't need to know it in another language. They know it in the proper language and can see when somebody's doing something. We have to get to our leaders, imams, include me. I mean, I don't throw myself out the pot. I remember maybe a couple of years, I would tell the believers wherever I talk, what you need to do is line up all these imams and just shoot them. I said, now I know I'm going to get shot too because I'm one of these imams, and I can't say shoot everybody but me. Now, I didn't want the reaction to be just shoot us. But look at us and make sure that we ain't up there just faking in front of us just to be like I said earlier, like the temptations. We the hero. Let's build something. The model community is very important for us to look at. So let me take a PSA right now for Nate.
Mm-hmm. So. You put it on. I'm on. Oh, I'm sorry.
You
are. I sound like AM360. Ramadan Mubarak. It's Nate Muhammad. I want to read from the Quran, Surah 14, 28-34. I'm glad this shit comes. Can't see what? I'm good, yeah.
Okay.
Have they not turned thy vision to those who have changed the favor of Allah into blasphemy and caused the people to descend to the house of perdition? Into hell they will burn, burying an evil place to stay in. And they set up idol as equal to Allah to mislead men. Say, enjoy your brief power, but verily you are making straight way for hell. Speak to my servant who have believed that they may establish regular prayers and spend in charity out of their substance. We have given them secretly an opening before the coming of a day in which there will be neither mutual beginnings nor befriending. It is Allah who has created the heaven and the earth and sent down rain from the sky, and with it bring out fruits wherewith to feed you. It is he who had made the ships subject to you, that they may sail through the sea by his command, and the rivers also as he made subject to you. And he has made subject to you the sun and the moon, both diligently pursuing their course. And the night and the day has he also made subject to you. And he gives you all that you ask for. But if you count the favors of Allah, never will you be able to number them. Verily, man is given up to injustice and ingratitude. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Shukran. Thank you, Brother Nate. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do for Self. I want to continue where I was going and where I'm at. Again, my title, if I could say it this way, is Do We Understand the Importance of Establishing in Your Life What We Have, What We Are, and that is a model. This is not just given to us, African Americans, descendants of slaves, or African Americans in general, or Africans. or any particular people. It's given to the whole humanity. What Allah gave to Adam, he gave to the whole humanity, starting with his wife. But today, there are billions of us have been on this earth. And Allah has put the same in all of us. Any one of us can have a heart attack. Any one of us can suffer some kind of disease. We're not immune to those things. Any one of us could come forth not being able to speak as a child or once we get older. Something happens when we lose our ability to speak. We lose our, somewhat lose our intelligence. If it's no more than look at a man that just drank himself away, or a woman. As long as they're in that condition, they, you don't know what they're talking about. And when they're out of that condition, they're miserable because they're used to being in that condition. That's not what God wants for us. The use of drugs and things of this nature. These are not the things he wants for us, but they're available. The whisper made it possible. And as the prophet says, when he was asked the question about his jinn by his wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with both, no question. He said, his has become Muslim. His has submitted. How? You know, I was speaking to the brothers the other day about that. How do you know your, and I think I mentioned it last week on the program here. How do you know right now your jinn has submitted? Think about the bad things you used to do. They might not have been as bad as somebody else, but there were some things you may not have feel, might not feel too good talking about you used to do. Whatever the case is. Do you have a whisper telling you to do it today? If you don't have a whisper telling you to do those things today or doing any other negative thing or bad thing, nine times out of ten, your jinn has submitted, is a Muslim, following your direction. And a Christian might say, well, mine is a Christian. Yours is a Muslim. Muslim is that which submits peacefully to God. Everybody think Muslim is a type person. Allah says, I've made everything. I've created everything. Muslim, submitting to my will. That's what that term represents. Submitting to my will. It's going to be what I want it to be. It's going to serve man. And then serving man, it serves man and woman. Nothing else in creation has the ability to do what we do. And not because our skin is one color or the other. I made you different so you can learn from one another. By that, we need to lean on that regular. I made you different. My wife is different than me. So I can learn from her and she can learn from me. Our children are us, so they can learn from us and we can learn from them. Mm-hmm. Every household is built on that. Then if we start looking at color variation, every race can't do what our race do, but Allah made us different. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, we're the only race, meaning when I say race, those who are color, that, and especially this African type. You can get every color from coal black to snow white. You know, so that exists in the human being. We can get an albino, I think that's what it's called. Right. Yeah, an albino from among our genes that's whiter than the average white man. White folks can't get white that white. Mm-hmm. And we can get some so black they look like coal. Mm-hmm. You put them up in a dark corner somewhere and you wouldn't even know nobody was else. Sit there till you get close and see them. You got to be close and see them eyes, though. You know what I mean? You know, so when we look at it, Allah has did this for the humanity. Why do we act like we're not in that humanity? Something wrong with the thinking. So that's why I asked the question. Do we understand the importance of establishing in your life what we have or what we are, and that's a model that exists for us like it exists for everybody else. There was once upon a time to keep us away from doing things, there was whips and guns and hangman nooses. Now they had hammers and sledgehammers and picks and everything else they were picking us off with. But there was a type fear. We don't have that today. We have a too much of a fear for something, but we don't have that type fear today. That's not as prevalent. Don't think I'm saying it don't exist. It exists. There's some Caucasian that wish they could walk down the street swinging a rope, a hangman noose, and all us will run. He get in the right neighborhood, he's the one going to be hung up. Mm-hmm. That's what he got to watch out for in this day and time. And this is not talking to, you know, put us in a manner of thinking that we should fight. No, we should see what God has done, what Allah has done. He made every human being possible, have the possibility, to do what the others do. I made them different to learn from one another. That's the key thing, to learn. There's a possibility we could have children that are brain dead, so to speak. They don't seem like they can learn nothing. And they may not be, but there are studies proving that even the children with autism and many other effects over the years, they have a quality that some people that are fully, some of them can speak language. I'm aware of autistic children, not all of them, but speaking language. Go to the computer and hit the language. Allah gives qualities to everyone. But you and I, the majority of us, we don't have those problems. We just have to bring our unity together and work with the best that each of us have. And if we do that, we benefit. We stay away from it, we lose. But who's causing us to lose? It's not something that God is saying that because your skin is black, you can't do nothing. No, we can do things. That's the thing that we have to look at. We have to build. Our life has to be put on how do we build a better world for ourselves. And as I say ourselves, I'm talking for humanity. I'm in Philadelphia, right? That's where my home. That's where most of my life was spent, in Philadelphia. I've lived in other cities, other states. Had homes of my own, not where I moved with my father, with my own home over the years. But even in that, I don't see us as a body of people in Islam or outside of Islam working to build things that will guarantee the future of our young, when I say future, guarantee our young the possibilities to reach the top in building something to leave as a legacy for those that's going to come from them. Our model should be showing them how to do something that we didn't get a chance to do, or our forefathers didn't get a chance to do. There was a body of the forefathers for a number of years. All they did was live and die. Live, worked, and died. That's all they did as a majority. Some did more. Frederick Douglass was one of the men that was living during those times. He was able to get on off the plantation. Nobody just let him. He had to knock his mask out and keep getting up. Well, how you know he knocked him out? Imam Muhammad said, which makes sense. But if he hadn't been knocked out, they'd have caught him on the field and hung him. Now he didn't only escape from that land. He went way away. Mm. And they had no phones and stuff to call and say, if you see this guy come up there, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, here's Frederick Douglass speaking to learned people at a time when they hung you for studying because your skin was black. We got too much happening. Too much happening. Too much came to us already from God, from Allah. Many who are Christians, they got it. We as Muslims, we know we got it. So, and I'm not saying just because of what we say we believe. I'm saying the mindset that we accepted and the type of leaders that we accepted. Now, Elijah Muhammad wasn't a show-off. He was serious about bringing his people to a better standard. Little man born 1897. 3 years of education, and he was able to build the nation of Islam so that we want something for our people. And his son, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, Warfuddin Muhammad, He can do nothing for sure. Any of us that was close to him, we seen, you couldn't even carry his little bag, his books. You might be somewhere in the curb, the desk, or outside standing somewhere and something's wet, and he asks you to hold this for a minute, and you guarantee he's trying to make sure it's less than a minute that you hold it. He didn't seek servitude. This whole thing that I learned from him, the years that I got a chance to be close to him, he wanted all us to just be better and build this nation. And things will just ring out through his head. And as I said, the first thing, I don't just call Bilal's Inc. the halal industry because I came to that insight. No, Imam Muhammad, when he first said, dust the industry, I said, wow. Already my family would do business. When I heard him say that, I said, man, that's the industry. And then when he gave those of us that heard the explanation, heard how a person can go out front of his home and begin to grow things and start recognizing that the neighbor's going down the road. They want the same thing, so let me grow some more. And he was showing how industry would start just by thinking about someone else. What you doing? He had more to say than that. Some of us took it in another way, and it still was good. But these are thought-provoking messages that he gave. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do for self. What is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim. How being a righteous Muslim got something to do with doing stuff for yourself? Plenty. There was other places we could be in. It didn't tell us to do for self. No, but these messages that came to us, these weren't just messages that fell out of the air. These were God-sent messages. We have to build something with us in charge of it and not out of selfishness. That's just normal. Something got to be yours that you answer for when you stand before your Lord. We see in the scriptures there's questions. Why didn't you do such and such? Why didn't you do this? That's saying that the angels are asking questions before you even get into answer them before your Lord. So we should have a pile of questions before ourselves, asking us our own questions. Why we ain't doing this? And then I try to find an answer. One of the major answers why we don't find success in it, we'd rather do something with someone else, even if nothing in it is going to be for us. Too many of us fall in that. Go around, those of you that can travel, whether it's in the state that you're in or whether it's cross-country. Look at our once-upon-a-time temples, our messages, and see how the believers have given them over. You got somebody that, just because he can speak another language, teaching the body of people. For what? Our young brothers, we appreciate them. They went over to the east when the imam opened the door for them to study. And they come back and they talk to us in Arabic. Why? You didn't learn either that Allah said talk to the people in their language? You're trying to impress us that you know something. But build something. Do you remember, all of you that's listening? And if you don't remember, if you wasn't around then, study the paperwork. Couldn't we speak the Quran during the days of the Nation of Islam and the early days of Imam Muhammad? We can shut crime down. Today, our youngsters, Muslims mostly, especially up here in Philly, you hear the Muslim name carrying guns and shooting among these young boys than you hear anybody else's name. Going to jail, Muslim. One got shot, Muslim. At least by name. We have to do something about that. We want to be it, the true Muslim, can stop crying. We know because we did it before. Someone else is engaging us to follow. Why would I want to put on clothes from the East? They have a reason for a turban. I can't even wear a kufi. I ain't going to say I'll never put one on my head. I won't say that. Most of the time you see me, you'll see me with my military cap. And I know some Muslims are ashamed of that. Now, yeah, I was in service, but I don't wear my hat. Well, I wear mine because I'm proud of it. proud to be an American. Oh, why he proud to be American? Because Allah made me an American. I ain't had no choice in it. What you talking about? It's your crazy stuff. You born in America? How did you get here without Allah's help? You know what I mean? Where you born? Remember this here. Everybody, think. I don't know. Maybe you could tell me. Where was Adam born? Where was he born and his wife? And his two sons. Where were they born? Now, if you think about where they born, and I don't know how many times you say great, 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 great before you say grandfather. He is the original grandfather to all of us, as far as we know in the record. But he's the original grandfather. Think about that. If he's the original grandfather, we all started living through him where he lived at. But Allah's plan wasn't for Adam to be seen as where we live. Allah's plan was to make people.
Imam Wali, your phone is probably on hold. We can't hear you. Take your phone off of mute. Imam Wali, are you Bilal?
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
But you got the premium. Assalamu alaikum, brother, you man. Brother Imam Hameen, it's Nate Muhammad. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. For some reason, yeah, we got a couple calls that we lost the video. I mean, not the video, the voice. And the imam is trying to come back on. He shut down. He called.
Ask him, can he speak? Let him go ahead and speak and try to get back.
Can you speak until he can get back on?
Control it from where he is.
Controlling it from where you at?
Yes. He's disconnected from the studio board, but Imam Wadi making a very strong point.
Can you hear me now, brother Imam?
Yes, sir. Yes. Alhamdulillah, you are back. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. I apologize to everyone. For some reason,
technology,
the phone went off, and I went out. I was trying to get Imam Amin to the show, but he couldn't hear me either. But I'm hearing that. He's hearing me now, so I'm back on. If it pleases the law, we'll find out in time how did I cut it off. All the buttons were on, but it wasn't working. So let us continue from where we were. Now, I got an echo, which I don't understand why. Maybe that's Nate's phone that's causing an echo, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So as I was saying,
it's not
you.
Because I cut mine all the way down.
Okay. Let's see. I can't figure out why it's an echo. Somebody's phone put yours on on mute. See what happens. Okay. Still doing it, though. Yeah. So, far as I can see, nobody's mic is on. But mine is, maybe yours, Nate. Let me try this here. Yeah, why it's not. Yeah. I don't know, Brother Imam. Tell me again. Can you hear me? I just cut Nate's mic off and see if I could be heard.
I hear you,
anyone.
Imam Bilal.
Okay. Okay. So we're good now. All right. So I'm going to try and
right,
find
there is no echo.
Okay. Good. Yeah. His mic was on. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Brother Imam. If it happens again, though, feel free to carry it until we can get back on. But I pray it don't happen again. So as I was saying, I believe I was getting ready to add to the thought. Well, let me go on with the schedule and make sure I get that thought back first before I bring it in. When we look at the message that Allah is giving, he says that created man. That means every one of us from Adam to the day, and however much longer he allows humanity to exist, is in that creation. Therefore, that which it takes for the first man to build with, every man got it. There's some that are born, excuse me a moment, born with illnesses that they can't talk, but they can do everything else. There's illnesses, as we speak of the latest one for me that has been an illness that affect many families, including my own, is autism. I have two autistic grandsons, and one of them, he can get on the computer and go through languages. When his mother asks him, get on and do Spanish, he know how to do it. Do Arabic. He know how to do it. I got a cousin. I haven't seen him do it yet, but he came to the one of the meetings we was at one day. He came with his father. He's about 10 years old, and he said the same thing. He can speak different languages. Now, most of us can't speak different languages, but sometimes there's something working in the mind of the person, even though there's a problem and they're not fully equipped to do certain things. They could do something that many of us can't do. But the point is that Allah says he's created man. And we all know Allah will not, have not, just said, well, this black race, we're going to leave them lacking. No, that's something that goes on between man. But what changes is when the man look in the mirror at himself, as the song goes. It makes them see something in that which they see that puts them right with everyone else to get things done. This America is ours, as much as it is, if not more, than almost any people that come here to live. It's ours because our forefathers worked and never got paid. Now, I'm not saying like that to let's have rallies and want to take back property and all that. No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that everything that they did to hold us down, we're up. And one of the things we have to attribute to it, regardless what faith, one of the main entities, if not the main entity, most of us know is God, Allah, the Creator, getting involved or being involved in our life. We're not there yet as a people, but we have to get there by actually seeing that our life could produce a model that everyone else would need to be able to follow. The way we forgive, the way we don't plague people with problems, we do more to ourselves than we do to any other people, no matter how harsh they've treated us. We forgive quickly, many of us. Even the forgiving of our own self. But we forgive other people that have done things to us that if it was done to them, find a way to get rid of us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lure us somewhere. And even if it's the wrong person, Well, this is what your father did to me, so I'm going to get you. That's what people do. But Allah has blessed us not to be that type of people. What we have to do is see ourselves working together, building the example. I see 636-980. The mic is on.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360. And we are presently in the midst of our Ramadan Telethon fundraiser. If I may, I would like to play something in connection with our fundraiser that we're
do.
In the midst of.
Yes.
Okay.
We know that you depend on American Muslim 360 to bring you a quality program you can't get anywhere else. So I'm going to ask you to keep us on air and help us to continue this quality program by supporting American Muslim 360 with your contribution. So go now to cwfc.us on your computer, tablet, smartphone, or whatever device Allah has blessed you with, and make your contribution today. American Muslim 360 is believer-supported radio. Now, something I want you to know. For many years, our brother Thomas Abdul Salam and Dr. Aisha Kareem paid for American Muslim 360 out of their own pockets. Well, CWFC has removed the burden, and even CWFC can't do it alone. So we need you to go right now to cwfc.us and make a contribution. Our most popular giving level is $9.99 a month. You can give online right now. It's secure, convenient, and allows each of you to do our part. Together we can remake the world. And if you'd like to phone your pledge in, a representative can assist you right now. Dial 910-317-0297. Yes, that's 910-317-0297. Jazakallah. Wow. Kind. CWSD and American Muslim 360 appreciate your support.
Yes, those of us that can, once again, this is Iman Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. We want to be clear that when we help AM 360, we help ourselves. Those of us who hear certain things, this may be your first time, you may have been on many times, and you want to question something, you want to suggest something, you want to say something, hit the one on your phone, and the host, whoever's the host throughout the day, throughout the week, when they see that hand raised, then we'll connect you to make your comment. Those of us that can, just as the brother just said, as Brother Imam Kareem Hamid had put the program, message on, give if you can. The programs that we have, I'm not talking about just AM 360. We need support. The amount that is asked for, less than $10, $9 and some change. I try to send something regular, I miss it. So I'll just send a lump sum. It's easier for me. I would love to be able to send some every month or ask for or more. But those of us that can do, we all can work to send nine something once a month to help the program stay live. In other words, we're blessed when we bless somebody else something with something that they can use. And I think all of us can do that, you know what I mean? So I want to continue with the message that I'm speaking from. I'm really just saying that Allah has equipped us with everything. Everything that everybody else got. You know, you want a family, get married, have children, Allah bless you, you grow or have that ability to grow by doing that. But once you have that family, then what you do? We need schools. We need hospitals. We need clinics. We need eateries. You know, they say in our community across the country, we're like food deserts, our communities, meaning we don't have shopping malls and things in there, for, particularly for food. But we can go further than that. We don't have it for clothes either. We have very few areas that we have real estate that can serve us in our house needs. So I think we should see that we have to build across the nation something that is a model for us to get involved with things for ourselves that we can share with others. You know, Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, is mostly for building our people up with things that we don't already have. We need finance. So Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, is set up to actually establish an industry. As I said before, I mentioned to Imam in 95. Hey, this, Brother Imam, this is not just a business. We're sitting at, down at a table eating a little breakfast. This is not just a business. I said, this is an industry. This is economics for our people. And when we finish, I don't think I told him nothing new, but we was in agreement. And he pushed me to do certain things with the imams. And I'm not beating up on the imams, even if I said that they need to march us all down and shoot us. Don't shoot us for real. You know what I mean? Just say something to us. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is our efforts have to be more than standing on the rostrum speaking Arabic. What is Allah saying to us? Is he just telling us he's God? That's not what he's telling us. He's telling us to trust him and go forward and build. That's what I get from it. That's not the only thing. He constantly guides us to different things, a better way of seeing marriage, a better way to see brotherhood. Just name a few, and I think if all of us spoke out, we all can name something. And don't forget, if you have something, a question, a statement that you'd like to bring forward, touch the one on your phone, and we will see a hand go up on the studio screen. And that would indicate to us you have something to say. And also remember, once you finish saying whatever you want to say, you can say more, but the best way to do that is touch the one again to take it off the phone. Then when you're ready to say something again, then we can hit the one, we can hit your mic again for you to say something. This way we don't get confused. Did he finish talking, or he didn't finish, she finished, or didn't finish? You know what I mean? You hit it yourself. You control it. Then, I think I want to say something else. Touch the one again. And there's no such thing as you touching it too many times. If you got something to share and it will help people, whatever it is, understanding what's being said on the particular program or something, speaking of another program. I mean, let's just, you know, keep it where we're exchanging information that should help us all. Not one of us alone can do all of this. Simply, we can get it done. So as we go, continue on, the message Allah gives us, he say, be, and it is. Every one of us, be, and it is. But what are we? We weren't made like insects. We weren't made like animals or trees or minerals. We're the crown of creation. We're among those that were considered the crown of creation, Allah's man. So when we say we're Allah's man, that means all of us have a right. I'm not talking about going to court, but all of us have a right to build in this community, on the waters, whether it's on the areas of earth, etc. And we have too much as Muslims. We have too much not to build. We have to see ourselves building for everyone, not just some of us, for everyone. When we look at the image that man is, when we look at TV, TV is like an announcement of, try this, be this. We look at police stories. They're telling us to the story in a way that you can see the mistake a police officer can make. But if you get on it and you don't make that mistake, maybe you can be helpful. Prayerfully, they're telling us when we see the bad guy, don't be like the bad guy because he always end up in the loss. Families, whatever, we have as much to show to the world as anyone else. But the Imam 636-980, you're back on. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. And we applaud your efforts to connect us to industry. You know,
I mean,
there's a historical dynamic that we should apply to our circumstances, situations. There was a time in this country, not that long ago, when the African American could not shop in stores, was separated, couldn't try on clothing.
That's right.
In another person's store. Now, out of necessity, because we were held out, we built our own.
I mean,
that was out of necessity. Now, when integration came and the stores and businesses were open to us,
mm-hmm.
they came up with a word that I believe went over our heads. They opened up what was called convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the word, Imam Bilal, convenience stores.
Convenience, yeah.
So, in other words, we are going to make it convenient for you to get the things that you need.
That's right.
You don't have to. You don't have to go through the struggle of establishing a business or stores of your own. We are going to make it convenient for you.
Yes.
And we have got caught up in that. We can run to a Walmart or the large grocery store or clothing store. It's so convenient.
Yes, yes.
See, the trick that they played on us,
Now
it's even got worse. You can shop right online. We're making it very convenient for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should look at the flip side of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make ourselves inconvenient establish something for ourselves.
I mean,
don't look for the easy way out.
Yeah.
I'll stop right there, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, man. And that's exactly right. How can we keep them from doing for self? As the ma'am said, make it convenient. We don't want it convenient. But when we got it convenient, we're still left out. We want to build for ourselves to be the model. Allah says it in this manner. Muhammad the prophet is a model, and he's a mercy to humanity. The Quran is a model and a mercy to humanity. And every people, we look at the traveling of where Islam started at. Started in Mecca, which is today Mecca. They didn't accept it, even though they knew Muhammad the prophet. Went on over to Yatridge, which is today Medina. Went over to Persia, the Persia area, which is today Iran, et cetera, et cetera. And we could follow the history. It went around the world. And as it moved, people had the chance to improve. But day to day, where it was yesterday, the mercy to humanity, even many of them have lost that. You got Muslims bombing masjid. You ain't allowed to bomb innocent people, and especially a Muslim bombing a masjid during Juma. Killing a sister because her scarf is off. If she buck naked, just get her some clothes. Cover her. Here, put this towel on, sister, and get in the house. You kill her if she don't want to wear no clothes. There's no compulsion in the religion. We don't want to see a world like that. But we definitely don't want to see Muslims or anybody just killing somebody. Maybe the woman went out of her mind and don't even know she undressed. She had to rush out the house and forgot her scarf. Or the man did the same thing. Look how many of the men today, I'm seeing it in the masjid. Have to go up and tap a brother and tell him, look, when you come in, wear a shirt and let it hang outside your pants because your butt is showing. These brothers, unfortunately, the masjid that I've done this in, one of them, the brothers are in another room from the sisters. Otherwise, they'd be looking, and that might be why the prophet had the brothers sit up front and the women sit in the back anyway. You know what I mean? We men looking at too much of it, we might get active inside the Juma. But there's so many things that we have to look at that we got to build the model. The temples were models in America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad made sure of that. There was a model. Our dress, our conduct was a model for peace with each other and prosperity. Today, 2023, next year, 2024, we want to see something that we've done that we could pass through the legacy for our young. That's coming forth. It's too easy to do, but we got to do it together. We want universities. We want schools that teach everything. We want our children to know as much as they could possibly know because this world could go further than where it's at. But we have to build something. We have to build that model community. The imam wasn't just saying just to be saying it. The model community is necessary. The model community can police itself. It don't mean that the police are not welcome. Just like I said a moment ago about the police coming to the temple. And Minister Jeremiah, may Allah forgive him and have mercy on him, he made sure we knew to secure the police when they come in. We didn't have weapons. Wasn't anybody bringing no weapon into the temple. But we secured those police officers when they came in on our way to know, let them know, you ain't going to do what you want to do in here just because you got a gun on your hip. I remember here in Philadelphia, two police officers urinated on the temple wall, headquarters. And all we heard from upstairs was, Assalamu alaikum. And there's a way of, you know, the brothers can holler, Assalamu alaikum. We know that ain't the greeting. That's come top five or something. And by the time I got downstairs, many of us got downstairs, police was running up the street with a few brothers behind them with their badge on and their gun on their hip, hollering for the police. The captain told us we're going to have court at the precinct, and he told every brother that's free, be there. And when you're there, don't just sit down. If there's police officers around, get near them and just keep staring. And anybody that knew the nation back then, we had a way of looking at somebody. We didn't blink. Might feel like 20 minutes. We ain't blinked. Mm-hmm. Might not have been 20 minutes. Might have been 5 or 10. But either way, we can look for a while. So the captain gave us the orders. Police officers standing over there. One or two of you go stand there and just stare at them. Those police officers were so uncomfortable. The judge was spinning around in his seat, asking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? They finally had to they was trying to lock up the brothers for chasing the police up the street. That happened for a few weeks, about two and a half, three weeks. And finally the judge said, I'm throwing the case out. We're not charging none of the men of the Nation of Islam with any kind of crime for protecting their institution. No, we weren't trying to start nothing. Why would two police officers come in a black community and instead of going, it's a bar right around the corner. Run over to the bar. It's a restaurant to the right of the temple. They could have got to a bathroom, but they chose as police officers to go and just urinate on the wall, on the temple's wall. trying to deface it. We didn't even have to beat him up much. They were running gun on hip and badge on his shirt, hollering for the police. Help, help, police. So the judge wound up throwing it out because they were wrong. And messages like that start going around the country. And those messages, do we need to do that? No. No, everybody know that already. We just need to build. We need to, in a great, strong way, have industries all over the country. That's ours. This ain't new information that I'm giving. Imam Muhammad told us this years ago. Start making your own clothes that fit you. That's your style. Start making your own shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Things of this nature. And who can make them better than us? I used to work in a clothing factory for years as a youngster. And I first went in there, I was about 16 years old. My sister, my older sister, and her husband was working there. I was living with them. They took me, I quit school, and they took me to the job to become a bundle boy. I didn't like the way that sounded. Bundle boy. Bundle might have been all right if it did something else, but boy. So I asked them right away, can I become a, learn how to run one of those machines? And they said, everybody was saying no, 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 no. So I went and spoke to the boss, and he kind of laughed. Jewish guy, Joe Cohen, I think his name was, smiled and then laughed. He said, you want to work? He said, but I can't afford to, pay you to train. I said, I'll come in Saturday. My sister and my brother, they come in every Saturday and do overtime. I'll come in and work for free just to learn how to sew. And the man allowed me to do it. Within a couple of weeks, I was making money. And there was a jealous older guy, African-American, younger than my sister, but older. He worked where I was going to be working at with my sister and my brother-in-law, and his wife worked across the room. He couldn't stand it. He was so frustrated. He would have something to say about me every day to try to stop me from, get them to stop me. I'm a grown man. I got children. I need to be making the money. He even told all the workers, leave me all the big stuff. Don't let me just do the small stuff, small garments. But I was a youngster and I was fast, and I wanted to do it, and I did it right. I made money in spite of his efforts to get me, frustrated and run out of it. So we need to do that even today with some of our youngsters that carry guns in the street. We need to show them a new world. We need to talk to them. They're talking about young people. Well, I was young. All of us was young. We didn't like to hear. We didn't like to hear crap. But, I mean, I remember when the youngsters was started to run the old heads off the corner. And what was they saying when they did it? They said, you've been out here talking ever since I was a little boy. You still talking, ain't doing nothing. So they didn't run them all because they didn't want to hear from him. They ran them all because he wasn't no plus for them. He just talking. Benefit from his talk from them, but he ain't doing nothing. But when I was young, I heard my father all the time. I heard older people. I heard my older brothers and whatnot, my sisters. And when I went to work, I worked. I earned money. I bought me a car. I mean, so we got to just show them. Not try to talk to them and we ain't doing nothing. We ain't offering nothing. We talking hate. Boy, you ain't doing nothing. Show them. Look, you probably can learn this, man. This skill. You're going to need this one day. Like some of our fathers did for us. Like I know my father did for me. We have to get involved. We have to build community life. It's not just life, community life. And if we build it in the proper manner, we'll find ourselves building a new society that everybody will need to look at. Muslims from across the world will be looking at how they making progress. And they can't make progress. Are we making it because we're doing something for ourselves, something we have to do? Let us take a PSA.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. Yes, God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action
On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intent is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, founder and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build our model community. Connect at am360.org. And 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@CWSC.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you once again, Nate. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal. Excuse me. The Halal Industry Do for Self. And we're speaking to the issue of Allah said he created man. Be, and it is. Simply, everything every other people got, we got. Men don't look no different in black skin than they do in white skin or anything in between. Men can do exactly the same thing, whatever skin colors they have. They have the same fallacies among their group as another one do. They have the same strengths among their group as another one do. There was a lot of pressure put on us as a people. But there was Allah's choice. Allah says he will not put on us a burden we can't bear. We was able to bear that. And we didn't come out of slavery just wanting to kill up everything. You know, some races, they would have had that mindset. You know, sneak and kill all of them. That ain't out. The African-American is a special type person.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So when we look at it, what is it that Allah touched us with? And I'm not trying to analyze what Allah gave us. I'm thankful to be among this community, this body of people that has a strength that Allah can prove something that he wants to prove to humanity. We didn't have to come out angry, hating, wanting to destroy. He didn't allow that to stay in us.
as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say clearly, he said, don't worry about doing that to them. That's not in you. There's a few of us, he said, that could do it, but the majority of us, we couldn't do it. And that's what we need to understand. What is it that we can do? We can unite. We can come together. We can build. Imagine a community that has all our needs, things that have been manufactured from either level, all established by us. Well, brother, you don't let no Caucasian in? No, they can come in. We can do something with them. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about we need something that we can pass to our children. Look how our children excel with nothing. There are a lot of issues we have to speak to as African American descendants of slaves. God has put confidence in us that many of us don't even use. We copy someone else. There's a lot of things that we see others can do. Think about what's missing in their life that was forced on us in our life, and we had to do it anyway. Think about them looking out their window on the farmland with the sun up high real in the afternoon, real high, and we working, sweating, working. Want to laugh, but they want to kill us every time they see us laughing with each other. Our women have dropping babies right in the field sometimes. Or carrying. When I say dropping them, I meant having them. Or the baby was had, and now they out there in the field carrying the baby while they picking cotton or beans or whatever they doing. Man, the same woman, don't even show anger. Don't even show hatred. Don't like the condition, but trust something bigger than themselves. We can't say that they didn't know God. Something was there. But they came through it. And here we are. Yeah. And when you study the history, like I say, Frederick Douglass was one of my heroes. Here's a man, as Imam Muhammad said, knocked out his master. He wasn't my hero for that. Here's a man that was deep in slavery, but he got to a point where he was able to speak at a greater event of more knowledgeable Caucasians, not just to speak to them because they're Caucasian, but he was able to break the chain of ignorance and show he had intelligence. When I look at the piece with all of the politicians right after slavery, when I'm thinking about the bank, that they shut down, they burned down. Black bank, lending Caucasians money. And in a society that we didn't have our own road to go down and make that happen. They could have came against us from all four sides. If they'd have had planes back then, they'd have came against us from the air.
Well, they did that with Wall Street.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, they did planes there, yeah. But I'm saying even when we was...
All right, right.
On the fields.
Mm-hmm.
But here they come to destroy it. Too jealous to see success in us. Don't feel sorry at all that they enslaved so many of us, hung so many of us. And we could talk about this. Like I'm talking about this now. I don't feel no anger.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at is the mercy Allah has put on us. This is a special situation. All we got to do is do it. We just got to get back to what we know and do it. Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say, up you mighty nation, accomplish what you will. He wasn't just talking to the nation of Islam. He knew that that was the point. We were the point people. But he's talking to our people in general. And we don't. It ain't even the same fight today. We got black colleges, black schools, educators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A president. The world is just as much as ours today as it is anybody else. That might scare some Caucasians. And they don't scare them because they think we're going to do something to them. That would have been done if we was that kind of people. They scare them because they don't want us to rise and do the things that's necessary to be done to improve with the humanity that they couldn't do themselves. Hold so much hatred. But we don't have to dwell on that. That's between them and Allah. Allah willing, by July of this year, I would have sent, well, hopefully it'll all be out in April, by April at the latest, the end of April. But by July, if it pleases Allah, we want to have a Zoom-type meeting that will actually call on people that's necessary, as many as we can get involved, to speak in their field of operation on what's necessary or how do they see, how do we collectively see the model community. Once we've coordinated that, what we can then earmark who will be the speaker. For instance, if we got spread around the country, anywhere from 2 to 100 or 1,000 architects and engineers, they need to get to know each other. And from that group, they need to see who would be the best presenters while we're talking to each other, but also mainly preparing for what would be an actual convention, larger convention, to invite the supporter of the idea to come. The Zoom would be building the body. I would ask, along with some others, but I would definitely ask those of CWS, a community-wide Shura conference, to be those who would be the coordinators for the think tank in this area. The coordinators for the Zoom outlet. May even pick somebody else to do it, but them to coordinate. All this, I want to send out, Allah willing, before we too deep in this month. We're almost halfway through it. You know what I mean? But to have it to everybody by March and let us all start finding a way to communicate. And I'd like very much if community-wide Shore Conference, that body of people, would actually be the coordinators of the paperwork, the groupings, that when we do come together sometime between now and July, that we'll be able to talk to each other from the groupings that are set up. What things we need, who need to be tied to each other. For instance, everybody that's architect should be talking with architects. Everybody that's engineer should be talking with engineers. There'll be time for them to mix. People who have land, people who know about land, people who know construction from one end to the other, people who know construction, maybe just brick and concrete, others who are glazers, who are roofers, who are heat and air controllers, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, when we talk, we can put it in perspective. What would come first? We need a drawing of what we need. So that may call for the architect to find out exactly the specs on how much land we would need to establish such a community. And we ain't established everything. We're eventually going to have them all over like we have temples. That's how we have to see it. 50 states, who knows, maybe in 1 year, maybe it take 5 years. 10 per year would give us 50 states. We got a new community coming up. And remember, some cities didn't have one masjid, one community. They had them all over. Like I said, Philadelphia, I think its highest number was 12H. 12B, 12C, 12D, right on to H.
That's right.
So you use the first number to identify the temple, but then the letter would identify what number it would be by using a letter of the alphabet in the way the alphabet go. Things that we'll need to do, but we need all of us to participate. Educators, we need them to participate as one. What do we need in a school? Because we need school in the community, education in the community. I like the thought of University of Islam, where you got a section for the very young, middle, the high, and then the university itself, college level. And I would like the imams to be looked at as also being professors, not just imams in the school. Professor, you have something that you're good in that you could present. You know what I mean? In other words, and we should have one thing I would like to see in the school. If I had the money to pay for the whole thing, I'd just like to see one thing in the school. That is, from preschool to sixth grade, they learn a minimum of 5 to 6 languages. By the time they get out to sixth grade, they know 5, 6 languages by heart. Could talk to anybody in them languages. Now, that is the day that there'll be no more feeling inferior just because you can't talk. You may become the superior child just on the fact you can talk to anybody in the room. Some people won't be able to say, Kapaso Amano, something simple. You know what I mean? That ain't enough Spanish to talk to nobody. But they may not even be able to say that. You know what I mean? So 2 words? No, we want them to be able to express themselves to a whole country for an hour if they had them. You know what I mean? So these are things that I'm suggesting, but I want everybody to suggest from their field. You know your field better than me. Me, I want to establish wealth and spend the wealth in our building. Not a building, in building the whole thing across the country. And I do know if one of us start, there's some more of the other people out there that are already billionaires among us who may not be dropping a dime. I don't mean telling on nobody. I'm talking about a 10-cent coin. They may not drop a dime right now, but so that they see us growing, they may come to find out they're billionaires. And they can just write all kind of checks. Well, that's the one I want to compete with. I mean, and who said we can't do it? We actually did it under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with nothing. As I said, a third-grade educated man born in 1897, and as I say, still today, with all of this knowledge out today, if they're in third grade right now, that child ain't got nothing as far as knowledge. So look what Allah has pushed us with. And we didn't do it. Allah allowed us, and he pushed us with it. He made it possible for us to do the things that was necessary. So I see another hand up, 914-434. Your mic should be on. Identify yourself.
Can you hear me, Ma'am Blair? As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you.
Right. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yeah, you just mentioned wealth a few minutes ago.
I heard that.
Take a couple of minutes. I don't know if you were on the Mosque of Straight Sunday this past March the 5th.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, here's basically what happened. The presenter was Ma'am Saleem, the man out of Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay.
He came well prepared. He spoke us about a lot of things about Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington. He brought up the date for Dr. Benjamin E. Mays out of Mohawk College.
Mm-hmm.
So in his conversation, he mentioned Salam Nutrition.
Right.
And then he mentioned CPC, Electric Persons Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was talking, making his presentation, Imam Wardeen Muhammad II, you know, they was going back and forth, you know, she was the presenter. And Wardeen Muhammad II, he said, CPC. He said, yeah, we needed 500 people with $2,000. That's $1 million. And
yeah,
just like that, brother, light went off in my head. I could, a lot of people hadn't just thought that way. That's how on a 500 people with $2,000.
Right.
So we know we have many people in the community got that $2,000, probably got a saving account, some even have a checking account just sitting there, you know? So anyway, we've been speaking on this since March the 5th, to tell everyone on the side, you know, some of our housing areas where we live in our neighborhood, that's 500 people, and a lot of them have got $2,000. So just one thought, you know? And
that's
also,
right,
you know, there's a chat on the, I don't know if you heard about this, a penny a day. how it multiplies a penny a day, and you double that penny every day, that will come to $1 million in about 17 days.
Yeah, it does something.
When we think about wealth, we said all this wealth is right at our fingertips, but we're not thinking as a community, or we're just not thinking wealth-wise. It's right there. We could, at $2,000 a day, $2,000, you could make $1 million a day. Just in your neighborhood, in our community and all of this, you know. So speaking of wealth, I thought I would let you know that that's something that's in the air now. We're just talking ministry. We can't just put an idea without saying what we're going to do with your money, what we're going to invest, nothing like that. That's a thought, Trace. The thought money is right at our fingertips.
That's right. And it's nothing heavy. It's nothing that could burden us if we pull ourselves together with love and trust again like we once had, make the plan of what we're going to do, and go forward. I spoke to Sister Aisha a couple of weeks ago, and she made it clear she's waiting for my articles to come in the paper. And something just like what you're speaking on there is one of the things I put in years ago that I plan to be putting in again to show us how to build. I would like us to look, I plan to put three sections in, all in one writing. One is how we empower Muslim Journal. We got to empower our source of getting information out. We got to empower it. Secondly, the empowering of a model community. It don't take much, it just take us together to do it. The model community, and of course my specialty, the halal industry. The difference with the halal industry and the rest of it is the halal industry goal is to produce in its work a money maker that will actually help put people in business. They have to pay it back, but they do what Allah says in the Quran. Pay it back by your own terms. Now, just be honest and give it back. Why? We're going to take the same money that's still growing and add what already went out as it come back to put other people in business. In Philadelphia, I'd like to see us put 1,000 people in business, or if some of them need help with their business, help them with their business, within the first year. It might take 3 years. But we got to have that goal. If we got that same goal across the country, and we have some money makers as well as people giving, and everybody, you know, look at, we get professionals to look at what businesses people want to go in before the money is given, to make sure the feasible study is done right. Not to hold anybody back, but to make sure that the best idea get out there with the things that's being done. So there's so many things we could do, but we have to stay along the line that we are right now. And that is, how do we put ourselves in a better position? And we got to know how to check each other with law, just in case. Not just run up on somebody, but just in case somebody understands this is an honest effort.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no thievery effort. We, as you just said, we can do this overnight. You used another term, but it's just easy. Go ahead, my brother. You want to say something else?
And I think that was about it. I just want to put that idea and pass the word around as many people as we can. Just the thought of how much money right at our fingertips.
Right at our
fingertips. People for $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can build all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Build community life all over. The Imam Muhammad said, build the model. We could put the model community in every state in several places using the same model of Donald. All right?
Now, just saying, all praise be to Allah. Thank you for taking my comments. Not just my comments.
Sir.
I hear someone else mention it, and I'm just passing the word. I don't know how easy it is, right?
I mean,
what's
the way to get around? Yeah. That's the way I get around. Thank you for your call. Don't forget to hit the one when you finish. That way if you it'll move away the hand. If you want to come back on, I'll see it come back on and we know it's another question. You follow what I'm saying? All right. Just hit the thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, sir, my brother. So we're asking anybody that has a question. There's another one. Let's go to 718-806. The mic is open for you. Identify yourself and make your comment.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, good brother. My name is Brother Lassay. I just want to add something to the concepts of business and building. I heard this from Lieutenant Richard's son. It was Jim he gave me from Brooklyn. He said,
"Okay."
He said, "Plan your work. Work your plan.
Work your, there you go.
He who
that's
fails
right.
to plan is planning to fail."
That's right. That's right. That's the truth. Been the truth for a long time.
All right.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. We agree with that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's easy to plan something, but do you know how to work it?
Work
your plan. You know what I mean? And it's easy to work.
Plan your work. Plan your work. Plan your work.
First.
Work your plan.
There you go. That's it.
And he who fails to plan, planning to fail.
There you go. And that's been true for a long time. No question. God willing, we're going to all move forward working to actually achieve something at this time around. And we can do it. You know, the spirit is right. The time is right. Let's just do it. And Allah is with us as a people, not just as a few of us. Allah is with us as a people. You know what I mean? So now, both of you, if you don't mind, touch your one on your phone so it'll go out. And then if you have another statement or question, touch the one again and it'll come back up. Otherwise, I won't know if you're back and forth. There you go. It's just 718-806, touch your one. And then that way it'll go out. And then if anybody else needs to call, if you need to call back in, you hit the one again and I'll know it's refreshed like right now. I know that it's off. So if I see it again, I know you just got back on with another question, statement, or suggestion. You know what I mean? If anybody else have one, you're welcome to touch the one on your phone. And when I see it or one of the persons looking at the studio from another area, if they see it, then we'll open you up, let you identify yourself and make your statement, your question, or whatever you may have. You're welcome to it. So we want to continue. Our effort has to be to pass a legacy, you know, establish community life, but establish a legacy for our future that we can live in. I see that we have two more minutes, and I'm going to say at this point, we're going to close. We look forward and pray that you and others will be with us next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. You know what I mean? And those of you that can, send something to AM360 Community Wide Shore Conference. Help support the effort. And when we do that, we build among ourselves. 910-317-0297. That's a number that you can call. I'm going to say, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.